grace and peace. How often have we heard a sermon begin that way? Or more oftenly, grace, mercy, and peace. Now, grace as a greeting is something we can probably attribute to Paul, because many of his epistles begin that way, though only his epistles to Timothy, his beloved son, begin grace, mercy, and peace. Regardless, this twist on the greeting of the time, where they would say greetings as opposed to grace, is worthwhile for us to remember, because as every sermon is like an epistle to the congregation where the pastor is, so also does the epistles of Paul give us that grace. It's not only a greeting, it's a summation of what is about to come. Grace and peace. When you hear a good sermon, when you read a good epistle, man, the grace just rests on you like fog on a mountaintop, like a blanket on a cold day. It covers us. Grace covers you. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul, here on Worldwide KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.